It's working. It's working.
Oh, shit. It just works. Hooray.
And today, we only have one signal going through the pipeline. No one's watching TV in the other room. So we'll see.
Wow. We'll just see. Gonna throw shade on your wife, huh?
Yeah,
throw shade. I guess. Well, she's never gonna listen to this anyway.
No, she doesn't listen to this. So, like, she doesn't know that Dr. Pol, Animal Hospital or whatever, is ruining our audio sync.
God damn it, Jamie! It's Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and show her some fucking respect.
No, it's not. It's a new show where it's an actual like. Animal doctor that they go out to like farms and like stick their hands up a horse's ass and like stick their cows in stick their arms in a cow's vagina to make sure the sow is like, yeah, they do all that great stuff.
Okay.
So that's the reason why our video audio sync has sucked, but also Skype is the reason, because no other service I use fucks up like that so much. So
I feel like I've missed a life calling, because I feel like I should be doing something where I require disposable gloves that go up to the elbow. I don't know what specifically it is.
Yeah.
I'd like to believe it wouldn't be inseminating cows, but yeah. You know, whatever. You dress for the job you want. I think I'm just going to start buying some longer gloves is really what I'm getting at.
Well, and then there are a couple of farms that they need to go out to make to determine whether or not the cows are pregnant. And so like there's a woman who just fucked off with the glove and just used her regular arm because the glove was taking too long, and it was in the middle of the winter, so she was just like, whoomp, yep, 3 months, whoomp, not pregnant, whoomp, 4 months, whoomp.
Hang on. One, the logic that she uses is tantamount to a drunken frat guy. Like, this isn't going fast enough, I better remove the glove. And then manages to somehow just dive elbow deep in and go 3 months, not pregnant, 4 months.
Shoulder, my friend. Shoulder, my friend.
Shoulder, shoulder, my friend. Right, yeah, because it's not big enough yet. So you gotta, like, go.
Yeah, yeah.
The idea, the concept of being shoulder deep in anything that is still alive is a concern. Like, just the whole premise behind that is a lot to take in.
Oh.
And I think we've officially been on for 6 minutes and we're already talking about being shoulder deep in a cow. Well, so we're off to a banner start. The food topics today are getting fucking aggressive. Like, that's all I'm saying. We're still on brand.
And then there are times where there'll be like a abscess on a part of the animal and you lance it and
he just goes right from the back and just pulls that thing out of the cheek. Is that the idea?
And then pus comes out and apparently it smells like rotted flesh and people are like,
wow, you have somehow figured out the middle ground between like a vet show and Dr. Pimple Popper, and I am absolutely not here for any of it. I just, Jesus Christ. The idea of you essentially watching what is tantamount to that scene where Jim Carrey climbs out of the back of the rhino in Ace Ventura 2.
Oh, yeah.
Under the guise of being a medical professional, quotations hard.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So if you wonder, if you're watching this on YouTube and if the video audio sync ever sucks, it's because Skype cannot handle both animal goiters and us talking about food at the same time.
I got to be honest with you, Jamie. I think I kind of want you to just move your setup in that room and you just give me play by play every, like, we just do a like cow's ass check-in moment. Like, just every, like, it's like the local on the eights. Just every 8 minutes we check in to see what animal her wrist is into. Not interested necessarily. Like, I want to know that she had to remove a watch to go digging.
Oh man. Well, there are two animal shows. There's Dr. Pol, and he has a whole crew of people with him. So like he has a couple women on staff that go on site, and the one who has her hand up a cow's ass, she does a lot of the cow stuff. And then there's another animal show she watches, which is like I think it's Dr. K, and it's all about exotic pets. So you'll have like, you know, really cute lizards on or bunnies and stuff, or cats and like exotic cats and fucking turtles and fucking iguanas and fucking, like, I don't know, whole bunch of shit. But animals be fucking up our stream, so.
I love the idea of us just randomly talking to people about their reality TV kink. Like, whatever the reality TV is that they don't really want to talk about with everybody else. Oh, like, yeah. Okay. But this is really what I like when things get real quiet,
when things and the popcorns
pop. Yeah, I'm settling in and I'm watching a grown woman go shoulder deep into a cow's asshole.
Boom.
Just
boom. Boom. Yeah.
And like, I know somebody's probably giving me a hard time. I'm sure it's shoulder deep into a cow's vagina. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like there's so much stuff that comes out and they do not like the clients always recoil when like things happen or pus comes out. But,
yeah.
But the doctors don't give a fuck. Like these guys must not have any smell left because they just don't care.
Because Jamie, again, you're going shoulder deep. Like, do you understand the idea of, like, what is tantamount to half of your wingspan just suddenly being warmer than anything else?
Oh,
like,
oh.
It's the exact opposite of sleeping with your arm out of the blanket. Where you're like, I just need this one to breathe. And then you wake up, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, like, fuck, my arm's cold.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
The exact opposite of that, yeah. Only it's inside of a cow.
Well, and then there are times when they need to do both because they gotta grab a hold of the steer, tie a chain around it, and then pull like
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One, the idea of both hand like by the way, anyone who ever gives me a hard time about the idea of going catfishing with your bare hands in like a thing who doesn't recoil at this idea, I wanna know what's going on. You are two arms deep into a cow. Obviously, head tilted sideways, pressed up against that butt, just tilting away. And then the idea, the concept, Jamie, you not only went two hands deep, you took a chain with
you.
Oh,
sir. Yes, sir. Like
mm-hmm. The idea of taking a chain with you inside, not mm-hmm. even the classic movie Inner Space was like, we're going to need a fucking tow chain. Like, nope. We're going to need a tow chain. That's going to be what happened.
Yeah. You know the chain that they wrapped around Mjolnir and Stan Lee
drove
his car and the bumper came off of the truck?
Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah.
That's the gauge of the chain that they need to use to sometimes get the calf out of the mama.
So strong enough to pull a calf out of a cow, mm-hmm. not strong enough to be the thunder god Thor, is what you're saying.
The chain didn't break. The car broke. Remember that.
You know what? What was that chain made of?
Exactly. The car broke before the chain. So
interesting. Okay, yeah. Someone needs to go into this because I don't know. Is that the chain that Luke Cage wears? Is that the idea?
I mean, in
the magical Asgardian chain.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't wear the chain in the show, but in the comics, he's got that chain, and it's.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
It's a mystical chain.
Yeah, just thought of a terrible pun too. So there's that Asgardian. There's a whole.
Yeah.
So what do they get around?
Like there might be an Asgard stable where they have to go in with like Uru metal and like ye old hands deep and pulling out like god calves and shit. Like flying goats and shit.
Now all I'm thinking of is, and I think we've talked about this before, but now that we're talking about Asgard and livestock, about the time that Loki became a female horse and got fucked and then gave birth to a son who is also a six-legged horse that Odin definitely rides into battle and definitely does it in a Marvel movie. So Loki being a mom is canon. But the idea that Loki's son was somehow upside down and someone would have to go shoulder deep into Loki to right that six-legged horse.
I tell you, Brandon, if that's the version of Loki we get on Disney Plus, I'm buying everyone a membership. I am buying everyone a membership because they need to see that.
This sentence of if that's the version of Loki we get with Disney Plus is a whole, like, I thought I was making a fucked up reference, and then you're like, But wait, there's you Ron Popeil'd me. You somehow.
But wait, there's more. Because I want more.
Right.
Not only am I buying everyone a membership, I'm holding a housewarming party, and we're putting it on
there
the.
Has to be a party.
Yeah, right. We're broadcasting it on the side of my house, so not only all my friends can see it, but the entire neighborhood can see someone go like arm shoulder deep in ye old like. God gal, I'm pulling out.
Okay. So here's the pitch, right? Scripted reality type show where we follow the Asgardian vet through this whole thing.
Oh,
who
my
do
God.
You get to play the Asgardian vet?
Oh God, it's gotta be somebody grizzled. It's gotta be somebody like, it's gotta be like, fuck. Ron from,
Nick Offerman?
Nick Offerman. It's got to be like a Nick Offerman type.
Nick Offerman's not bad. I was thinking Oliver Platt.
Okay. Or Michael Sheehan. A Michael Sheehan. Is that a name? Is that the word? Michael Sheen?
Michael Sheen, like from
Michael Sheen.
What the? Yeah, whatever it is. The I don't know, the Amazon show with the thing.
Yeah. Michael Sheen or somebody like grizzled or like someone adorable. Like someone just a cute as a button, like the girl who plays Supergirl. Like if she was the Asgardian vet going around, that would be too adorable. Yeah. And seeing her go like arm deep in someone's shitter would be hysterical.
Yeah. Do they need to be unnecessarily British?
No.
Like no, you don't think so?
I don't think so. I mean, it would add something, but
gotcha.
You either need super grizzled or super adorable. There's no in between. One or the other.
Gotcha.
Because that's the way these shows go. You either have like really cute doctors or just really old fuck who's just like, yeah, let me cut the balls off.
Could we? Okay, so we've got really old fuck. Could we get somebody super gristled like, what is it, Ken Watanabe?
Oh, shit.
Just. Yeah.
Let them shit.
Yeah, just him angrily squinting at like, weird Asgardian cow's asshole. Just like 3 months, 6 months. He doesn't even have to bury his shoulder. That's his like Heimdall power is he can stare into the Asgardian cow and know how pregnant they are.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's a weird thing to be a god of, but like nails it.
But his apprentice still needs to go in. Just like
that's the comedic relief, and for that we hire a one Scrubs own Zach Braff to just follow him around.
Oh my God, yeah, this is great. I'm watching it. I'm there every fucking week. Why is your podcast out of sync? Did you see that fucking Asgardian cow get its ass cleaned?
Right. Yeah, because we can dig into like, goddamn. Right, because there has to be a ton of other creatures out there.
Yeah.
So like what? Right, like the ice giants end up having like what that like that hellhound thing or whatever it is. It was like chasing Thor down, like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Like mom's pregnant, so they have to like he has to reluctantly call Odin and just be like, can you send the doctor?
Yeah.
I know. I just, we'll have a truce about it. I won't hurt him. Just send the doctor.
The vet just, of the nine realms. Just go on. Just like fixing all the critters. Just fixing all the fucking mystical critters.
I love this idea.
See, that's what's wrong with mystical beasts and where to eat them is J.K. Rowling is not leaning into the.
Did you say mystical beasts and where to eat them?
Yeah. J.K. is not leaning into the reality of this. Like, we don't get to see what's his fuck like pulling off pimples and shit of these giant monsters. It's just,
oh my God.
Yeah, that's what it needs to be.
The Asgardian realm and meeting like the Asgardian Guy Fieri, where he's just like he's looking to go take out all of these things to eat them. Oh God!
See, that's another show. We need another Guy Fieri's type show where he goes to the Nine Realms and eats the local cuisine.
Right, because there has to be restaurants, so he has to be able to go around to the random inns and, like, goes to check out all of that stuff. God damn it. And now I want to see some sort of, like, weird Asgardian Steve Irwin going on, too.
He's really mad, but I'm going to stick my hand up his ass.
God damn it. Yeah, I love that you inadvertently gave him, like, a strong New Yorker accent.
Yeah.
So the idea of it being somebody who is unnecessarily from New York.
Hey, yo!
The thickest fucking... Yeah, like, literally we hire Tony Danza to be Asgardian Steve Irwin.
I'm the fucking boss, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that's it. We're done. This is the best podcast we've ever recorded.
Angelo, and no one will ever acknowledge him. Yeah. She's yelling, "Go, Angelo!" I just,
God damn it! Yeah. There is an Angela in Marvel Comics now, so we could just have her tag along.
Yeah. I'm good with that. Yo, I don't Angela. Know what her problem is with everything, but sure, okay.
Yeah, she's a Valkyrie. Or something.
Sweet. That's even better.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea of just her basically putting up with him as he goes around. That's got to be what it is. He's terrible at adventures, but he's great at animals. So she just reluctantly takes him to these faraway places. Like, yeah. She's brave as shit. And he's kind of a dumb New Yorker idiot, but he's brave when it comes to animals. So it's like him jumping into some sort of like weird lake sort of thing and her being like, "Jesus Christ, what are you doing?" And him like popping out of the thing, just like bear hugging. Right, yeah. Some sort of weird Asgardian alligator or something.
God damn. Man, if we ever had fuck you money, TV would be great. TV would be great. Because you'd have all those weird shit and be like, "Is this making money? Who cares?"
Yeah, who cares? It's fucking good. It's good.
Yeah, it's good shit. It's good shit.
The reality is we're doing exactly what everybody wants us to do. You take a thing that it already exists and then you fuck it to death. That's what that's what nerddom is now. So
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's what would get me interested in the Star Wars universe if they had like weird ass reality shows like that. Like one of our earlier episodes, we talked about like American Chopper, but like set on like some Star Wars planet where they make all the stuff.
I'm good with give us access to everything and let us set up this weird reality TV world.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be so fucking fun. It'll be so fucking fun. All right, Brandon. Well, that's another long cold open.
Fuck it. We nailed it. I say we just end it now. We peed. That's it.
Done. We out, bitches. By the way,
what am I geeking about? The Goose Game is fucking rad. Everybody should go play it. When he puts his beak inside of a bottle, it makes a different noise. It's perfect. You don't need another video game. Forget what I said about Borderlands. The Goose Game is perfection.
What is that on? Is it on everything?
Switch. Right now, as far as I know, like that's where I have it, a Switch. I think that's the only thing it's on.
Mm.
Yeah. It's fucking perfect.
That sounds fun. Sounds amazing.
And it requires a ton of like out of the box thinking and like everybody jokes around about him being an asshole. And it very much is him being an asshole. But at the same time, not everything is solved by him being an asshole at first. Then you get to be dude, I lost my shit when I managed to grab a walkie-talkie, walk it over to where a lady was being an asshole with a broom, go over to the other walkie-talkie, honk into one, make the noise across the other way, her run to the walkie-talkie, and me run in and steal something.
Yeah.
The fact that I had to figure out, like, how do I get her to go over here? Well, there's walkie-talkies over here. Well, how does it work? Well, then you honk into one, and you hear the other one honk and then make that cut-off walkie-talkie noise. And you're like, this game's perfect. And you just start dragging shit off into the distance. It's perfect.
That's amazing. Well, Brandon Chalmers, this is the fucking Do It Cast, part of the Hard Knock Media.
I didn't realize we hadn't even got into
that. We haven't done the business end, but we're part of the Hard.
God damn it. I'm sorry, boss. I'm dropping the ball for you.
It's all good. We're part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. You can find us at Hard Knock Media. That's NOC as in Nerds of Color, hardknockmedia.com, where you can find the entire network of awesome podcasts. They talk about culture, they talk about race, they talk about important topics. And then you have us, where we spend 20 minutes talking about going shoulder deep in a cow's vagina.
Bringing up the rear, quite literally.
Literally, because that's how you have to figure out if they're pregnant or not. So
if they're pregnant, right. Yeah, that's how. Right. That's exactly how animals work. You stick your hand up their asshole to determine whether or not they're pregnant. That's 100% how this works. I know. I'm a scientist. I once wore a lab coat. It's fine. Don't question it.
For sure. For.
Yes.
For fucking sure.
Yeah, and I know Kelsey will never hear it, but I know she'd crucify me if I didn't mention it. The show is good omens. All right, moving on. So this way everybody stops fucking yelling at the podcast machine going, Jesus fuck, watch a thing. Yeah, I know.
It's fun. Sorry. Good omens is good. Good omens is fun.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Brandon.
What are you geeking out about?
Oh my God.
Working.
Well, besides working, I'm still working. Do you watch any of the Arrowverse shows like Supergirl or Flash or Agents of?
No, I cannot bring myself to watch DC live action TV.
Yeah.
Like, I can barely bring myself to watch DC movies that aren't animated. Their animated shit is a 20.
Yeah.
But the rest of that, no, I can't be bothered. And admittedly, I was turned off years ago when somebody explained to me, like, something that was going on with one of the early seasons of Arrow where it was like a spoof of the Count of Monte Cristo or something like that. And I was like, I genuinely can't bring myself to give a fuck about rich white dude with a bow and arrow. Like, I can't deal with this fucking podunk knockoff ass Batman when you literally have Batman in the same universe. Like, I do not need this GoBots mask ass shit. Don't give me the real shit.
You might like Legends of Tomorrow just because it's very tongue in cheek. They know they're cheesy, so they lean into the cheesy shit. And it's like a romp through time. They go through time to try to change to unfuck the fuck ups that they did because like their crises and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. So they're quantum leaping this shit.
It's quantum leap. It's and every episode they fuck up somehow, but somehow they always come out in the end. And I don't know.
It's quantum.
Yeah. It's quantum leap, but more of like a Guardians of the Galaxy style, but a much lower budget.
Okay.
And they play fast and loose with the timeline and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Do they at least have Scott Bakula involved?
They don't. I'm sorry.
I'm out. I'm out.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I'm a time purist. This is how I operate. Like, unless Bakula's involved or unless Keanu Reeves is involved. Because Keanu had both Bill and Ted's, the new Bill and Ted, and the Lake House. Like, that is four movies of time travel related things that, like, that's a name I can trust.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, if you haven't done more than one jump through time, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's why I can watch George Carlin. Like, I know time traveling motherfucker.
That's true.
I can trust his shit.
That's true.
Rufus, man. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. Well, they did have Arthur Darnville on there. He played Rory in the Doctor Who series.
Okay.
All right. So he added legit time traveliness to the first couple seasons.
Gotcha. All right. Little timey-wimey approval. Yeah, all right.
And he was a time master instead of a time lord. So There you go.
Well, at least DC's raising the bar on creativity like they always have, yeah, well, so that's good.
The show has its tongue firmly in its cheek, and they do some crazy bullshit, and I think it's fun. I don't blame you if you never want to watch it, because, no. I mean, I put it on in the background when I'm working on stuff. Anyway.
Okay. Is this on the CW?
Yeah, it's the CW, like a CW bullshit.
That's it, by the way, too. I won't, there's nothing... To my knowledge, in the last 15 years, there hasn't been anything on the CW I'll bother to watch.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And I know somebody's gonna yell at me about like Riverdale or some other shit or whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
But the one
I'm glad you enjoy
the one that kind of I didn't get fed up with it, but I just started like dumping into a fandom that I wasn't aware was there is Supergirl. So Supergirl, you have Kara Danvers, who is Supergirl, and then Lena Luthor, Lex's sister.
Hang on. What is her name?
Kara Danvers.
Okay, what is the name of Captain Marvel?
Carol Danvers.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
So the name of Supergirl is what?
Kara Danvers.
And the name of Captain Marvel is?
Carol Danvers.
Please tell me about how creative the DC team is.
I actually think Supergirl predates Captain Marvel.
Are you sure that's the same name they used?
I don't know if it's the same name that they use in the comics. My
okay. Somebody's an idea thieving motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. Jesus Christ.
I don't disagree with you. But they're
God, the 70s were lazy.
So Kara and Lena. Lena is Lex Luthor's sister, and she's trying to get out from under the shadow of the Luthor family because every version of the Luthor family is terrible and evil and all that stuff. And the way they film this show, these two characters are super gay for each other. But every time anyone asks them about it, like, you know, when they're doing a press tour or a press junket or you know, like they ask the producers, they ask the writers, and the writers refuse. They're like, no, they're not gay. They're just really, really close friends. The way they film this shit, like, if either one of them was a guy, you would expect the very next scene for them to just jump on each other and fuck each other's brains out. And there's a ship for this. There's a ship for this called Supercore, Supergirl LexCore. And I had no idea that how deep the ship went. And I spent like an evening on Twitter because I was fed up. I was like, are they going to make out or not? Because like, The season opener, like there were Romeo and Juliet shots, like, you know, Lena's on the balcony, Kara's literally down here, like staring up at her, like, and they framed it that way. And like, they're doing everything possible to make these two get together. And I was like, I was sick of it. I was like, they should just fucking make out. And the Supercore fandom agrees. And I wrote something on Twitter. I was like, I just spend hours fucking off in this fandom. And like, I got like 10 new followers, like, welcome to the ship. Welcome to the ship. They're just like, would you like to read some fanfics and all this kind of stuff?
No, you would not. No, you would not. You don't need to read this new version of Twilight these people are putting together. Yeah. You don't need this softcore fucking DC porn. You don't need it.
Yeah. And the thing is, they do have gay characters, they have trans characters, so it's not like they're afraid to put these two together for whatever reason. I don't know why the producers don't do it. I don't know if one of the actors just said, I'm going to play this super gay and I'm going to make this happen, but like, I don't know. So this season, there's a thing called like Supercore Endgame. Like, all the fans are expecting this to be the season where it happens, and I'm like, I know how this goes. It's not going to happen.
They're going to kill one of them.
You're going to be very disappointed.
It's a comic book show. Of course, they're going to kill the one that isn't Supergirl. Like,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Save those checks.
Yeah.
Because they're going to stop.
Yeah. They're.
And then there's going to be some timey-wimey shit.
Yeah.
And there'll be a crossover.
Yeah.
And then they're going to save her love. And then that's when they'll realize what's going on. only one of them doesn't view the other one that way, and then it'll be an awkward thing for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, well, guess what, Brandon? They are doing a crisis, and they're doing a massive crossover, and they're bringing back, like, every iteration of Superman from the movies and from, like, the old TV show. They're digging deep into all of this. But anyway, the super core thing, the super core thing is the most welcoming fandom I've ever been tertially a part of. And that's good. That's surprising.
Cool.
Because
that's
like
surprising.
Yeah.
Because like, it's Superman adjacent people.
Yeah. Yeah. Because every other fandom
Or is it?
I don't know. I haven't gotten too deep in it. But like every other fandom I've ever tertiarily been a part of, like the comics people are terrible. Gamers are terrible. Star Wars fandom is very toxic. Like there's drama in the Tokusatsu fandom. Like I thought like people would just appreciate Karate Man in bug suits punching shit, but like there's drama, there's drama in that. So I didn't know what I was stepping into. I just kind of put the hashtag out there, just like this is crazy. And then like I got a whole bunch of new people following my shit. I'm like, oh my god, this is crazy. So that's cool. I'm prepared to be disappointed, and I feel bad for them because I don't think it's gonna go the way they want it to. And it really should, but it's not going to. And that upsets me, but I'm impressed.
Good.
They're very welcome.
Really upset. You're a wrestling fan at your core. None of not getting what you want upsets you.
And that's exactly why. Because I'm a wrestling fan, I know how this goes. Vince is going to pull the bullshit at the end. One of them's going to die or lose the belt in a smosh match.
Right. And then there'll be someone else there.
Yeah.
Who's going to end up like getting into there'll be a whole cuck angle. It'll be a whole thing.
And they keep throwing mediocre men at these two women.
Of course.
And they're so
boring. Of course they do.
Yeah. It's just they're unworthy of their attention, but they keep throwing them at them anyway. And they keep, you know, like.
Right.
Yeah. Like I want.
Because it's a CW show.
Yeah. Like I want Keith, our friend Keith Youngblood, to get that WWE check. But like.
I want him to get that AEW money.
Yeah,
get money.
Yeah, because like I want him to get the check, but if he went with WWE, they would fuck him. They wouldn't know what to do with him.
Oh, sure they would. They'd turn him into new John Morrison. They've already got the thing prepped.
Ugh.
No, that's awesome. Genuinely, if he can fucking take that gimmick and run with that shit and be the new rock star and be whatever Dolph Ziggler couldn't bother to pull off, I'm 1,000,000% behind it. And I'll buy the fucking t-shirts and I'll go to the shows and everything else like that.
Yeah.
And I probably still won't buy the network or whatever it is because I'm not fucking watching the Blood Money pay-per-views, but whatever, that's fine. Like,
but
I will create a new email address every time and sign up for that network for free. I can promise you that much. That's definitely something I can do.
Yeah. But like, I want, since we're familiar with the product and we know how it goes, whenever I see something that I want to happen, I know I'm not going to get it. So.
There's something very comforting about being a wrestling fan in that sense that you expect the bad thing to happen. So when it happens, you're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
So then you don't get invested in it quite as much as other. Right. Because I guarantee you it doesn't happen. And these fans are losing their shit. And a seasoned wrestling fan is like, you know, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're getting upset about.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when people you think your friends work with you. And then they pull like a Montreal screw job on you and stuff. That's great. So you get used to it. You get used to it. Nothing surprises you.
Sure.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing ever fucking surprises you. So I'm here for the super core fandom. When I get out from all of these pages, I will draw all the super core fan art I can to support the love of this ship, but please, Supercore fans, do not be disappointed when you don't get what you want.
No, they're going to be disappointed. Just don't do the like we're going to boycott the show sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like Melissa and Katie still need that check, so still watch that show, and you know.
Because the thing that they don't understand is if they start to get shitty like that, they'll just take the show from them.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about wrestling fans. We can bitch and complain. They're not taking any of that money away. They have real advertisers that are going on. They need to sell that shit. It's not going anywhere. You can wait it out for it to get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys stop watching. Your shit goes away.
Yeah. So you, and it sucks because like
enjoy what you got.
Yeah. You want to support good stuff and you want to encourage them to go a certain way. But like, I don't know, at the end of the day. So Supercore.
Is your cat singing the song of its people?
Yes. This fucking cat.
Okay. Sorry. I wasn't sure if anyone listening hears like the cries of a ghost child in the back of your house.
Yes.
And is like, what the fuck is going on? It's your cat.
That is Mittens.
Okay.
That is Mittens. And then.
And Mittens is the schoolgirl that was murdered in your yard who has some things to settle. Is that the idea? Hello? Just wanders through your house going, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
And the fucked up thing is I'll go and say, what is it, Mitz? And he'll just look at me and then run the fuck away. And I'm like, what did you want, ass?
He wanted to tell you 7 days, man. Have you never watched the fucking Ring? That's how this shit happens. Your cat's going to end up coming in. I don't know what the cat version of that is.
Yeah. When I used to have like really long hair, I would scare the shit out of Audrey. Like I would come in the bedroom.
Oh, sure.
And she'd be like, fuck you. And like hit me with a pillow and stuff. It's great.
God, that's good.
Okay, Brandon.
Yeah.
We have a topic.
Do we now? 39 minutes in. Let's rock and roll. What do we got?
39. You weren't able to make it, but we're going to talk about Kids Con, CC4K.
Okay.
Kids Con, Comic Con for Kids, which took place in the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center. Now, this place has a storied history with those familiar with Super Art Fight, because early in our career, we were invited to a show called Game X, which was billed as like a game convention, a big deal. Do you remember The Guild, the YouTube, the thing with Felicia Day? Like she had a website.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Like
yes,
her
yes,
and her
yes,
friends yes. were did an MMO and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, The Guild was going to be there. The Escapist guy who does those funny reviews, he was going to be there. They had a bunch of like big corporate sponsors and all this kind of stuff. So we were like, okay, yeah, this sounds like a good thing to be part of. This was early in our thing. They were going to pay for us to stay at a hotel, which was like a first for us. I think that's how it went. Were you part of us at that point?
No, this was before my time.
Okay. So it was a nightmare getting up there. We had to rent a van at the last minute because somebody thought that all of our gear could fit in their Dodge Charger. And they insisted that our gear could fit in their Dodge Charger.
Well, I'll argue that if they weren't a fucking quitter, I managed to get all of our gear into a 2005 Chevy Malibu. So,
sure. The gear could fit in the Charger, but where the fuck is everyone else going to fit?
They fit in the other fucking car. Use your brains. Take two cars. You're all fucking adults. Like
we had too many people and we had merch. Ugh. And we had merch because everybody at that point, everybody was tabling. Like I was tabling. Everyone else was tabling. So we had like 5 tables worth of gear plus the rig. And I don't know why, but somebody insisted that the Dodge Charger was going to be enough with an extra car. And I said no, but nobody fucking listens to me until we show up at the place and the Dodge Charger shows up. And I was like, motherfucker, we need more space. And then we rented a van. Yeah.
Imagine number one reason why you hired me.
I was there.
You took one look at me and went, this motherfucker would agree with me about the Dodge Charger. I know that shit.
Yeah, I was there and no one listened to me. And I was like, it's physics and yeah, I'm bad at physics.
I get this. Wait, it's not physics. It's geometry. And Jesus Christ.
It is geometry and physics. You know, two objects can't occupy the same space at the same fuck time. So anyway, I was already pissed. It took us a while to get up to the place. We drove all night. We get up there and we pass a place called The Dump. Just The Dump. And like, we're like,
was it a rock club or was it an actual dump?
No, it is a used furniture store. It's called The Dump.
You know, so, okay. I don't have the time to unpack that dump. What state is this in?
It was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly,
We were expecting it to be near.
This makes sense. The idea of Philly having a place called The Dump that sells furniture, it really just does feel kind of fucking on point. The whole city smells like pee. Anyway, Reading Terminal Market.
But it wasn't in Philly. It was next to Philly. So here's Philly. Then we gotta go that way.
So is the rest of Delaware. Like, what's your point?
Yeah.
Like,
so we go to this place. We get to the expo center. We pull up. As we're walking up, our contact person from the show is walking the fuck out and yelling, "I quit."
Cool.
And this is not an I quit wrestling gimmick match. She fucking quit. Right. So we show up. We're like, this is going to be great. With my "this is going to be great" face. We are scheduled to go on at 10:30, which is why we drove all night to get the fuck up there. Brandon Chalmers, the doors opened at 11.
I really, really would love to have been the host on that. Like, I really would have.
It was a shit show from Jump Street. Like, they had us in the back of the room, shitty tables. No one came by to sell anything. We didn't sell anything. None of it was good. However, I did meet Phil Chan for the first time at Game X, right, which is the best thing that has ever happened at that place. So returning to this space was kind of a homecoming. Like, I met Phil there, and then years later, after everything is said and done, we return together, and now we're tabling together.
Gotcha. Right. So you're hearing a bit of REO Speedwagon playing in the background as you two lock eyes in the parking lot.
Yeah, and it was great.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
We got invited to do the show. Draw Right Now did not have to pay for a table, so we actually got to go in for free and set up our stuff.
That's very kind of them.
Thank you. It was great. We ran two workshops both days on how to make comics. We taught kids how to make minis and stuff. And the show was like, GameX had a portion of this convention center. This show had the entire convention center. It's a converted locker factory. It looks like a converted locker factory, whatever. But there was like a whole, like a video gaming section. They had like two stages. There was a performance stage for, there was like a kids breakdancing troupe that was there. So they were like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. And the main stage had, there was a DJ there doing like cosplay karaoke, so you could
a DJ
doing his thing. They had two child actors, which I'm unfamiliar with either of those shows of their shows, but the girl was like responding to my tweets and Instagram, so I was like, okay, I guess I'll check out this show. So they had like a main stage set up, and then they had a whole bunch of activities for kids to do. Like, apparently this group usually does like a Lego con and a Minecraft convention in the same spot. So they had like these tables full of Legos, and you just come and build stuff.
That's rad.
Yeah. There was face painting. There was a balloon stand. There was an escape room. There were like two escape rooms. There was like an escape room.
That's so cool.
And then a quicker escape room where you had less time to get out. So it was like a superhero themed thing. There was a robotics team there. There was like a bunch of the 501st type stuff. Stormtrooper dudes. You could do photo ops with them. There was a droid building club. So like there was an R2. Like, there was a guy on a hoverboard rolling around with his R2 and stuff.
Okay.
The Mandalorians had a jail, so you could dress up as a Mandalorian and pretend you're trying to.
That's cool. All right.
They had an Optimus Prime, Brandon Chalmers. Some guy bought himself a truck and did it up like the Michael Bay Optimus Prime.
With Jamie Noguchi? Is this the same one that you guys saw in Canada?
It is the same one that we saw in Canada.
Is it really?
It is the same one that we saw in Canada. And it
that's
has
awesome.
It has the voice, like, every once in a while, instead of like a regular horn, it's Peter Cullen's voice saying all sorts of Optimus Prime things and stuff. They had a fucking...
Did the kids enjoy that way more than you guys did over and over again when you guys did that convention in Canada?
I mean, it was... I was amazed that it was there. Like, I don't know. I'm not a car guy, but I thought it was cool. Like, this guy dedicated time and a whole lot of money.
I believe that.
Because it wasn't just the paint job. I didn't realize this before, but like, if you look around to the back, he's got some fabricated stuff. So like, there's a giant.
Oh, yeah, no, if you're going to make a movie specific, then you got to do the thing.
Yeah, there's a giant fuck sword in the back of the cab. And I was like, holy shit, I'd never noticed that before.
That's cool.
Yeah. There was a pirate ship, like a big ass pirate ship. You could do a photo op, or and they had like a pirate demonstration, so they had like sword fighting in front of it, and so the kids could sit there and watch. There was a lightsaber troop there teaching people how to use lightsabers to bash each other. There were Spider-Man like Brandon Chalmers.
Sounds like the greatest convention ever.
We've
been to a lot of cons.
Yeah.
Okay, he's up. He's on his feet. Headphones are off. I have to vamp now. Jamie Noguchi has left the room. He is so excited about something that he is going to get that he has physically walked away. He has returned. Jamie Noguchi, what did you get? Oh, there's cotton candy?
There was funnel cake and cotton candy. Brandon Chalmers. And smoothies. And
I
smoothies.
Love that. That instead of just telling me there was cotton candy, you got up from your seat, ran in the other room, and got a tub full of cotton candy. It was like, there's cotton candy.
It's cotton candy. Have you ever gotten cotton candy at Awesome Con? No, you haven't. Have you ever gotten cotton candy at Otakon? Yeah. No, you haven't.
No.
But we got it at KidsCon.
And this is where I start to worry about where we're going to end up shooting ourselves in the foot here, but I'm going to say it. This sounds like the greatest convention I've never been to, and I've been to a lot of fucking cons.
Yeah.
So, nerds, step your game up. I want to have a fucking pirate ship with photo ops.
And,
like,
yeah.
There was robot building, R2 building, 501st, lightsaber demonstrations, kids breakdancing troupe, the Optimus Prime truck, cotton candy funnel cake, the pirate ship, two escape rooms. This is the greatest birthday I've never been to.
I know. I have no idea what tickets were. But it was worth it, whatever the ticket price was.
It sounds like it.
And
so were kids just basically slowly just like looking around the room going, and then just slowly just passing out? Is that the idea? Like
they were,
by the time that day had to be over, parents had to be dragging their sleeping kids to the car, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were running around like a motherfucker. Like
I bet.
Like you know, at MAGFest, how their video game set up, there was a video game room for them to, like, do all that sort of stuff.
Now,
I will say a lot of the stuff incurred, what is it? The word incurred an additional cost. So, like, it was an additional cost to get your balloons. It was additional cost to get your face painted.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
But, I mean, overall, there was a lot of stuff for kids to do. So... The downside is if you are used to a traditional convention where you can set up your print banner, like that PVC bullshit banner, and all your nudie photos slash thing, the kids don't give a shit about your fan art. Like, and the kids don't give a shit about your comics, and the kids don't give a shit about your really expensive... D&D miniatures, and the people set up across from us had these amazing D&D set things. Like, there's these modular pieces that you could make your own maps. And they had, they had ships, like, so you could do a pirate theme, and they had monster sculpts, and they, like, immaculate stuff. And their theory was, you go to the show, there's parents there who are nerds, and the parents are going to look at your stuff and be like, oh, this is cool, I could buy that. Nope.
They've already spent a ton of money getting the kid in there in the first place. The budget is all to the kid. There is no money to be spent on you this day. At best, you're handing out some business cards and you're selling two or three things online.
Yeah.
That's it.
I have friends who have an indie game company, and they were there trying to, they initially thought they would do the same thing. Like, you know, the parents, the kids would play the game and have a lot of fun, and then they could get some Steam sales off of that. By the middle of the first day, they were like, we've just given up selling anything. We're just going to talk with the kids and have fun with them. At least they handed out a coloring book. So, like, the kids could color a piece of paper and then take it home with them and put it on their refrigerator. And it had the URL and all that kind of stuff for the game and stuff.
There you go. That's pretty okay.
Yeah. And so this leads up to the thing I wanted to talk about. I know it's a long ass preamble, but like, so we were up there for Draw Right Now. We decided that we had a corner booth. So we had a full, like, an L. We had like two that's tables. Awesome. And that's great. Like, you know, that kind of setup costs big bucks when you go to a convention. So the fact that we got that, you know, in exchange for running two panels, fucking awesome. The big table, we decided we were going to just put up some paper and let the kids jam on it, because, you know, this is a show for kids to do stuff and have a lot of fun. And it was great. It was great. The kids were coming up and they were drawing stuff, and a lot of them were, you know, tagging their Instagrams, like, subscribe here. Somebody was like, commissions are open. Someone was pointing to, like, their YouTube thing. That S, the tribal S that came out of the 90s, that showed up a whole bunch of times. And the thing that kind of threw me, and I try as a parent, I try not to judge other parents, because you don't know anyone else's story, and you don't know, like, I don't know, but like the number of people who didn't know their kid liked to draw blew my fucking mind. Like, there was a girl who's maybe a little older than Hazel, maybe like 6 or 7. She drew an entire scene upside down. Like, so it was facing us. So it looked right side up for us.
Yeah.
Upside down. Right. It was like a house and some ghosts coming out of it and all this kind of stuff. And her parents looked over and they were like, oh, maybe we should enroll her in some art classes. And I'm like, what the fuck do you do to distract your kid when you want to get shit done? Pencil, paper, easiest fuck thing. The kid can spend an hour just drawing random shit while you get stuff done. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then there were parents who were insulting their kids. Like, this one kid drew a whale truck, which sounds amazing, right? A whale.
Cool. I'm into it.
A whale with wheels. That's fucking great. And his mom was like, oh, well, you're definitely not as good an artist as your sister. That's why your teachers don't, like, acknowledge you even draw stuff. And I was like,
Jesus,
how the fuck are you going to say? Brandon Chalmers, I wanted to, it was so upsetting. It's like, it's my pettest of peeves that every kid is an artist until some fucking adult fucks it up. And statements like that from either a teacher or a parent or an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent, like, that'll stick in your mind, and you're depriving the world of fucking whale car. Whale car is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so that shit pissed me off. But it was also an eye opener. It made me think that
I said you're a much better parent than that person.
I don't know.
It's okay. I don't have kids. I can say it. Jamie's a much better parent than that person. That lady fucked up.
God, I can't.
I don't care. I hope she sees this. You're an asshole.
Yeah, you can't say that to your fucking kid.
Don't do that. Anyway. Continue.
But it made us think that like the way to approach this event is to just set up a bigger space for kids to just draw stuff. Like,
oh yeah.
Instead of bothering to try to sell things, and we sold some stuff, but you know,
I think having some stuff in the back of a booth space is important, but reality is it sounds like what you guys could have done is literally turn the tables instead of having them out on a corner, turn them in.
Yeah.
And then set up another table in the center and had basically like three places to draw, and then like maybe like a small corner spot selling like t-shirts and like the little books or whatever it is, yeah, so that the kids could take some drawing stuff home.
Yeah.
But
that's exactly
give them a chance to create.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were thinking. Like next year, if we get invited back, we're definitely saying yes. And we're definitely structuring it in a way so that the kids can just have fun and do stuff. And I need and just give them a chance to draw things. Cause like, even when Phil and I went to San Diego Comic-Con and the table next to us fucked off to whoever knows what, and we started drawing there and kids came up and started drawing stuff, they were so excited because apparently this doesn't happen.
This is the same thing you were talking about your daughter doing at SPX.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give kids the opportunity and a space to create and let them go and create and watch that sort of thing get encouraged. Like, water that seed. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And it's so cheap to give a kid a ream of paper and a pencil and say, go for it. Now leave me the fuck alone. The game is on. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, but it made me mad, and it made me want to do more of this. Like, it made me want to set up a day at like Phantom or at a library to just invite kids to come and draw stuff, and like maybe we'll do workshops on how to make minis and things like that.
Maybe we should. Maybe that's the idea.
Yeah.
You just.
And
it's an opportunity sort of situation.
Yeah. So I think we have a small gestation. Like, we're kind of throwing whatever happens out at the wind and seeing what sticks, but I think we're starting to narrow in where we want to go with this thing. But just giving kids the opportunity to make stuff. I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal because for me, and maybe it's because I'm biased because I draw all the time, but for me, like, the best way to distract someone is to give them a piece of paper and a pencil and say, come up with something. And just,
right,
you know, like fucking whale car.
Like, hell yeah.
Fucking whale car. That's great.
You're a better person than I am, because if I'd have heard that, I'd have immediately interrupted her and encouraged him and been like, by the way, whale car is super rad and I love it.
Yeah. And I did it in a very passive way. And I was like, oh, I love whale car. This is great. But like,
right,
I didn't do it as hard as I should have. I didn't do it as hard as I should have.
No, I get that. That's a weird line to toe. People get weird about their kids around other people, but
yeah,
fuck it. But I would rather be that weird art teacher that you had growing up that like did the cool thing and really stuck in your brain. Cause like everybody has that weird teacher that was like a little quirky and ended up being like that bit of encouragement that you needed. Cause they didn't mind waving the whatever weird flag that they flew like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be that from time to time. Like, yeah, just you see something cool that they're doing, fucking just encourage that shit.
Yeah. And I think that goes with whatever the kid is into, whether it's like singing or playing music or sports or stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are so many opportunities until an adult fucks it up.
Yeah.
And the other thing that bothers me is like, oh, well, why are you bothering doing that? You can't make a living at it. Fucking what?
So what?
You play Nintendo, you're not making a living at it. You play Overwatch, right, you're not in the Overwatch League. Fuck your face, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you enjoy watching movies, you're not getting paid to do it. Why are you bothering doing that? Fuck that noise. So, I don't know.
I'm with you.
A lot of deep-seated anger came up.
Apparently. I wasn't aware that, like, this KidsCon was going to end up giving you an opportunity to work through some shit, but...
Yeah.
You're 100% right, but maybe this needs to be the creative burn that like is the motivator to go and do these things at other places, start branching out, start focusing more on the kid aspect of it and giving kids an opportunity to go out and create the thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe there needs to be some sort of conversation about doing panels very similar to what you did at the Apple event, or maybe a creative writing class. Like maybe there's a prompt. Maybe we give kids a bunch of lined paper as well.
Yeah.
And there's a couple story prompts and you create your own story or something like that. And we encourage the writing side of it because not every kid is confident enough to draw,
but
they might be confident enough to write a story.
And there are a bunch of kids who just wanted to put their name on the thing. Like they wanted to see their name in big numbers. So that like
tag your name.
Yeah. I thought that was cool. And I figure we were talking about how to structure it at San Diego. And we were thinking of maybe setting up a thing where, like, you know, you do a panel, like each person gets a panel. So while you're drawing it, you know, you're making a full comic on site and stuff like that. And then we can, you know, make sure you tag yourself and then we can, like, you know, distribute it and stuff like that. But like, I don't know, the idea that people aren't making things pissed me off unreasonably. So I think, One parent we were talking to, she was like, this is great because there's so much emphasis on testing and testing, testing that the arts are getting pushed out. And, you know, that was depressing to me because like I fucking thrive on the arts, like music and drawing.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I grew up on. You know, it has ruined me for the rest of my life. But like, at least there are the opportunities to do it. And it's mostly just my parents saying, yes, here, have a bunch of paper. Here's a bunch of markers.
Yeah.
Don't draw on my walls, but, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Sorry to get ranty.
No. That's okay. I think the couple things as an outsider who didn't go to the con can take away from it is you should go to the con if you have a kid.
Oh, yes.
For sure. Let them go and explore everything because it sounds really rad.
Yeah.
You should try and encourage your kid to just be creative and whatever the thing is that they're into, just nurture that.
Yeah.
Like give them a bit of that love, give them a bit of opportunity. Every kid likes to draw, at least at some point along the way.
Yeah.
Don't fucking snuff out that flame.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And let's see. And then the last thing I'm taking away from it is you are a much better parent than that fucking lady. That's really the most important part that I'm really taking away from this is that lady's an asshole and you're a much better person than she is.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I
think
so.
It's honestly, Jamie, I think it's the one thing that everybody in your listening audience can agree on is that you're a much better person than that fucking asshole who shit all over her kid's wheel car.
God damn.
So
wheel car was so
if
rad.
If anybody needs me, I'm going to be over here getting wheel car for life tattooed on my arm. And, I'm going to live that whale car life and we're going to hold that kid's honor on high. And maybe we just turn whale car into the new logo for Draw Right Now is really what it is. We just use whale car as a chance to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something we want to look into in the future.
Whale car logos.
Whale car. Definitely. And then like maybe, talking to some of these other conventions about setting up like a draw wall, like a rule juror or draw wall for some of these cons.
Yeah. I mean, the important thing is that we don't know anything about setting up a piece of canvas that everyone can see. That's very similar to a wall.
Yeah.
Where you can draw over it.
Yeah.
And then people can like show their art all over the place. Yeah. We definitely couldn't do that.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
We definitely don't have the experience for that.
We don't even need a rig. Like we could just get a table, but like putting it up on a rig would be great too.
I think both.
Yeah. I mean, you know, giving
you could maximize the space that way. Cause if you really wanted to do it that way, instead of actually having the tables there, like you have one table in the center to basically like sell merch or whatever it is and like have a center space and you just set up rig walls along the sides and just let the kids fucking create.
Yeah. We were too late this year, but I think we're talking to the people at Baltimore Comic Con cause they have a kids section. So we were talking to them about like maybe setting something up like that. We might know some people at AwesomeCon to do something similar. So
yeah, we may know somebody.
So I think this is a format that can be turned into something. Not sure what, but
no, that's This is cool. I think the big takeaway from this, and sadly, I think the reality is if you're within the sound of either of our voices on the regular, the idea of you encouraging your kid to draw seems like a duh moment. But
yeah.
Maybe you should definitely give the friend shit who doesn't, or if you see them have like a if you see your kid having a friend who's like, yeah, I can't draw. Fucking stick a pad of paper in front of them and a marker and let them fucking go.
Yeah.
Like your kids are, you know, the two of the kids are hanging out and you're watching them, fucking nurture that.
Yeah, hell yeah. And then the other thing we need is a sponsorship from Sharpie.
We do need a bit of that, though. We could probably push in that sense the Crayola version little better.
Yeah. But yeah, the kids really love them Sharpies.
I believe that. Yeah. Oh, 100%. You know what? I think that's really what we need to do, Jamie, is when we post this, I think we need two hashtags. It's hashtag Sharpie and then hashtag whatever the fuck that Supergirl fan thing or whatever it is. What's it called?
Supercore.
Supercore, yeah, hashtag Supercore. So we're really stretching out our audiences here is what we're doing.
Like, why is this tag Supercore? Oh, kids. Okay, I like kids.
Right, I can't wait for all of the Supercore fans to agree with me about how much of a better parent you are than that fucking awful woman who would not encourage her kid to draw a whale car.
Yeah, god damn it.
Oh. Yeah. I can't wait to see Supercore or whatever it is riding in on a whale car. It's going to be the best.
Fuck.
What I'm saying.
I'm going to go to the hobby shop and get one of those pine wheel derby things, and I'm going to carve me a whale car.
Carve a whale car?
God damn it. Fucking Jesus Christ.
I love the idea that your response to all this is, god damn it, I'm going to whittle something. Yeah. I'm going to go a whittling.
I'm going to whittle. I'm going to whittle me a whale car. Fuck.
Like, right. Yeah. I'm going to do the whitest shit I can in response to this bitch. Just, I'm going to whittle me a whale car. I'm
going to whittle me a whale car. Fucking.
Yeah.
Jesus. Fuck. Yeah.
That's right. Get into her ass.
But yes. You need to come with us next year if we get invited back.
I didn't never let a Karen get away from that shit. Yeah. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. The kids had a lot of fun making their own zines. We had them tell their own stories, and they came up with some crazy ass shit. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's so good.
All right. That's it. That's it for this week. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Hell yeah. Well, all I got. I think we did pretty well. I didn't really do anything, but I think we did really well.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Brandon, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at that guy Chalmers. Where can they find you, Jamie Noguchi?
I'm on Instagram, Jamie Noguchi. I'm on Twitter, Angry Zen Master. I'm on Facebook.
You are.
Yeah.
Don't friend you. He won't respond. Go ahead and friend me, Brandon Chalmers. I'll absolutely take you on. I'll immediately unfollow you, but I'll gladly be your friend.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. So that's it. Draw some shit.
Yeah. Go make something. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. All right.
Get out there.
Bye.
Bye. That lady's awful. You're